Good afternoon, everyone. Florence is still slowly and painfully grinding its way across North Carolina with punishing winds and flooding rains. Already today, 3 confirmed deaths are attributed to the storm, and several more deaths are under investigation. This loss of life is devastating. It's devastating to the families and the friends of these victims. The fact is, this storm is deadly, and we know that we are days away from it ending. If you're in the storm's path, take shelter and stay there. And if you've already evacuated to a safe place, please stay put. Now is not the time to try to return home. Many roads across North Carolina are flooded and impassable, and the roads in many areas are getting worse. Resist the urge to go out and check on the damage. We have days of rain ahead of us, and that means more rivers will rise and flood communities. Forecasts predict that the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers will rise as high or even higher than in Hurricane Matthew, and this will cause devastating floods. Earlier today, I issued an order to allow for sandbagging in the Lumberton area, which may help to reduce the impacts. Stay alert for flood warnings, and if you're asked to evacuate, go. More reports of damage are pouring in, and the forecast tells us that we have a lot more of this storm to endure. Here are some of the latest updates. Swiftwater rescue teams and other first responders have rescued hundreds of people in New Bern. Teams from local areas, other states, and the Coast Guard are responding to calls for help, and they are conducting searches of the flooded areas. Even as the storm still rages, if people need help, these rescuers are going out there and doing their best to get to them. More flooding will occur in eastern North Carolina, as well as areas from Fayetteville through the Sand Hills all the way to Charlotte. Some of these areas have not flooded before. If you live in any of these areas, pay close attention to the flood warnings and be prepared to evacuate quickly. Rains will be starting this weekend in western North Carolina as well, where they could lead to landslides. And right now we have about 650,000 North Carolinians without power statewide. And the utility companies tell us that this number will keep rising, and they think it could be anywhere from 1 million to 2.5 million people that could eventually lose power. Utilities have brought in crews from other states so that they can restore power as quickly as possible once the weather allows them to do it. And the utilities say the same thing that I said earlier. You can help them by not attempting to return home before you get the all clear. This will allow the thousands of utility workers that are out there risking their lives to restore power more rapidly and safely. We have over 20,000 people in our shelters. We've got about 150 or more. The University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has agreed to operate a mass shelter on its campus. We already have Wake Forest University that has allowed us to use the Lawrence Joyl Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Winston-Salem. We're thankful to these two schools, along with numerous public schools and churches and other facilities that are opening their doors to serve as shelters. We know many people who evacuated from their homes or wondering when they can return home and what their home's going to be like. We know that people are going to need a place to stay, not only for days and weeks, but sometimes even longer. Efforts to get people longer-term housing once the storm has passed are already underway. First responders are braving dangerous conditions today to save lives, and we really thank them. Please help them by not putting yourself at risk. Stay indoors, don't drive through water, don't use generators indoor, and be alert to listen to the radio for warnings about wind, tornadoes, rising waters, or orders to shut off gas, water, and power. If you have an emergency, call 911. Shelter information is available at the Ready NC app or at our website or by dialing 211. Hard of hearing individuals should dial 888-892-1162. And we're grateful for Monica McGee here providing for American Sign Language. Right now, our focus is on saving lives and protecting people. We're still in the thick of the storm, and it's far from over. And if the storm hasn't reached you yet, it's still coming. Once conditions improve, we'll have teams with supplies and equipment ready to get out to hard-hit areas and help them start to clean up and recover. We have help here from North Carolina, as well as 23 other states, the National Guard, and of course our federal partners. We have food and water and other critical items ready to go to the people who need them. And we have crews ready to clear the roads and make them safe again. We have a lot of people who are ready to help and want to donate. People are reaching out to us. So we have activated the North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund for donations. You can visit governor.nc.gov or text Florence to 20222 if you'd like to help. Part of our team is here. We have Eric Hooks, our Secretary of the Department of Public Safety. Beside him, we have Mike Sprayberry, our Director of Emergency Management. Just to my right, Jim Trogdon, the Secretary of the Department of Transportation. We have just behind me to my left, Colonel Glenn McNeil, the Commander of the North Carolina Highway Patrol. We have Albie Lewis, who is our FEMA partner. And we have Major General Greg Lusk, the Commander of the North Carolina National Guard. And we have Commander Peggy Britton of the United States Coast Guard with us today as well. I'm first going to recognize Mike Sprayberry for some comments. Mike.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon, everyone. The State Emergency Operations Center continues to operate at a level one with all of our CERT partners here. I'd like to first thank all of our volunteers for the work that you're doing. You are the bedrock of our response and recovery operation, and we totally appreciate it. As the governor was saying, the impacts to the state from Hurricane Florence are significant and will continue to be significant. As the storm moves inland, we'll begin to experience unprecedented flooding. We urge all of our residents to log in to our Flood Inundation Mapping and Alert Network, known as FIMAN, at fiman.nc.gov/fiman. That's fiman.nc.gov/fiman. You can see what roads and structures will be affected by flooding, and users can sign up to be alerted by this system by text and email when rivers begin to rise. We're currently engaged in search and rescue operations in our coastal counties, and our logistics teams are pushing out commodities as requested. Shelter operations continue to be a top priority, and we thank once again our local partners for stepping up to assist us in sheltering for their fellow North Carolinians from Hurricane Florence. As always, please make sure you follow the guidance of your local officials, as well as staying tuned to your local media to ensure your situational awareness. Thank you so much for your support of your state emergency response team. Thank you, Governor.
Secretary Jim Trogdon of the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
Thank you, Governor. Today's assessments continue to support that significant impacts were due to storm surge and are focused that we are aware of today in Beaufort County, Carteret County, Craven County, and Pamlico counties were combined. We have 33 primary road locations that are experiencing high water and overwash, and 30 secondary road locations. We anticipate additional impacts will be identified over the coming days as winds subside, particularly in Onslow, New Hanover, Pender, Brunswick counties as well. We anticipate we'll be able to get assessments started tomorrow when the wind subsides in those locations, probably in the morning, but no later than noon. Additional reports have come in on trees down in Wayne, Harnett, Robeson, Scotland counties as well, but we see no significant impacts to mobility at this time. And we also have initial reports of flooding starting in upland areas in Wake County, to include US 70 Glenwood Avenue and NC 50 Creedmoor Road, as well as NC 55 and Apex. So travel conditions will change rapidly over the coming days. So we ask our citizens to visit drivenc.gov before they travel. As wind subsides, DOT crews will get out rapidly and conduct damage assessments, as well as immediately clear debris and trees from the road. We will continue to monitor the rainfalls because we anticipate that our damages will continue to rise over the coming week. Thank you.
Colonel Glenn McNeil of the North Carolina Highway Patrol, the commander. Colonel.
Thank you, Governor. Good afternoon. We're continually monitoring our roadways as we continue to feel the effects of the heavy rain throughout our state. Several areas east of I-95 have experienced flooding, storm surge, strong winds, causing very dangerous travel conditions. Many roadways in these areas are closed due to standing and rushing water. As the storm continues to move west, we anticipate the number of flooded roadways within the Triangle and Sand Hills to increase. Our message is very clear. Do not attempt to travel through standing water or go around road closures and barricades. Only 4 to 6 inches of rushing water can cause a vehicle to be swept away, placing the occupants in harm's way and also placing the first responders who have to respond to save them in harm's way as well. So please heed these warnings. Since midnight, the Highway Patrol has responded to 80 collisions throughout the impacted areas and 164 calls for service. Troopers, our civilian staff, along with our DOT partners, we're working diligently to try to keep people safe along our highways. So please, heed these warnings. We're trying to do our very best to keep you safe. Residents are encouraged to stay indoors. Stay off the roadways unless absolutely necessary. Our roadway conditions will continue to diminish throughout the state. So please visit drivenc.gov to monitor road closures within your area before you attempt to travel. Thank you, Governor.
As the commander was speaking, I think people have done generally a pretty good job, with some exceptions, of evacuations. We want to emphasize again, do not go back into these areas right now. You're going to have debris clearing, utility workers, emergency responders, and we really want people to stay put right now. We'll take your questions.